Yeah, today we have a question from longtime listener Uncle Fong.
Wow.
Hi, Roundtable. I'm Uncle Fong, a long-term listener. Yeah, it's my first time to participate in this activity, so I feel sort of excited. Actually, I want to inquire you for something today. I will go to Beijing and stay for a few days next week. Can you please recommend some place funny and special? Because it's not my first time to Beijing, and I have visited Palace Museum and the Great Wall and some other popular sightseeing. So I really want to travel like a local. Please give me some suggestion of my travel plan. Thank you.
Ooh, we got family visiting the city. We definitely got to hook them up with some great insider scoop. So I would ask Kyung, but I do know that her knowledge of Beijing is very limited to certain areas.
Hey!
So I would like to jump in here as the unofficial Beijinger.
Okay.
In certain ways, because I know quite a bit about this city as well. Maybe arguably more than some people in the studio. Not really, but there are areas that I do specialize in. So, Uncle Fung, one of those areas is the Hutongs. And I believe they are specific to Beijing. But the thing is, the Hutongs are something you can just, like, literally, it's fun. It's fun. Pyong doesn't know about it because I think she's just probably never really been to one or saw it from a distance. She's like, wow, those look nice. I'll maybe one day see one.
That's not completely true.
So anyways, but I decided to, you know, live in these areas. And so the cool thing about it is, Uncle Fung, if you come, it's not just like houses and walking through like neighborhoods, but you're going to find cool live music places, cool shops that sell plants, kind of. There's a lot of young Chinese that are buying Hutong houses or Hutong areas and starting new businesses, selling kind of like new beautiful art or kind of new innovative kind of things to wear, clothing and these kind of things. So I would really suggest it. The scene is very vibrant in the Hutongs. Wu Dao Ying is where I would start, and you can just kind of roam around there. You got the Lama Temple too, which I'm sure you've seen. But that would be my best suggestion. And eventually, these Hutongs will lead you to the beautiful lake that is in the center of Beijing.
Called Hohai. Yes.
Thank you. Yes, you know that one.
Well.
Oh, well. Well done.
It's called the Bar District, right?
Well, yeah. It's sort of the Bar District for maybe the Beijing, the Chinese guys.
Yeah, I would say it's touristy Bar District.
Oh, yeah.
But still, that area at the end of the day when the sun's going down is beautiful.
Yes, and if you have a couple of friends, well, you need three friends to do this, which I've done in the past. I rented a little paddling boat with three friends, and we played cards in the lake, you know, and that was really nice.
So you could play cards in the lake,
yeah.
Uncle Fung.
And then I remember there was this sudden breeze that blew my cards into the lake, but that didn't.
So maybe you shouldn't play cards in the lake.
Or a mahjong instead.
So wait, but Hyung, you are the true Beijinger in the studio, so what do you have to say? You are the source of knowledge that is Beijing because you've been roaming these streets since you were a little girl.
Well, I was at home a lot, you know. But certainly I think the Hutongs it's a great, great piece of suggestion. And
yeah.
Yeah, and also, I like the museums. I like the Capitol Museum.
He said off the beaten path, though. Everybody goes to the museum.
Not everybody.
Come on, that's like the main touristy. We want the dirt.
The dirt?
The unofficial touristy Hyung suggestions. Maybe a good restaurant you know of.
Ooh, I know there's this little restaurant. It's buried in the back of the Twin Towers of Yongan-li, yes, and it's really hard to get tables, but it's great, and I love the interior design. It's very old Beijing, called Na Jia Xiao Guan, just, you know, at the back of the Twin Towers.
There are actually many locations.
I know, but this one's special. This one's special.
It's very special.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
From the Beijinger herself.
I like that one. Lai Meng, what would you have to recommend for someone who's come to Beijing a few times but want to go deeper?
Well, we know that this is the capital of China. And a lot of provinces, municipalities, autonomous regions, they have their liaison offices here in this city. And they don't just have the liaison offices, they also have their own restaurants. So I would recommend Uncle Feng to find out those liaison offices. That's usually where the restaurants are. And they're usually very typical local style. Like, for instance, the one in Jianguomen is the Sichuan liaison office in Beijing. Ooh. And also Urumqi, liaison office in somewhere in Chegongzhuang. So those are all, I think those are all in downtown, so much that'll be easier for someone who's visiting.
Yeah, I would also suggest, you might have seen it already, I know it's kind of touristy now, the Art District 798. It's always changing, always getting new exhibits, so if you are into art, Uncle Feng, I would suggest going down there. It's a very cool, vibrant scene. Also, Guiji, if you're looking for good food, hot pot. There's so many restaurants with so many people. It's very lively. I would suggest it. And then also, just one last thing. I know from experience on the weekends, if that's when you're coming, there's a lot of these cool different markets that are all over the place that just pop up and they sell, like, arts and, or different weird things or interesting things. You know, like, sometimes you see older Chinese guys with those nuts in their hand and they're just kind of rolling them around. I love those things, by the way. They're very stress relieving. But anyways, there's places, markets that sell these kind of things, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, well, some good suggestions, guys. And Uncle Feng, I hope that was useful for you.
Come on down and visit.
Yes, we're very happy to answer your questions. If you have a voice question for us, please email it to easyfmroundtable@foxmail.com. We are waiting for you.